comes in. Bowls. Conley hits it hard and high in the air. That's a mighty blow. That's six. Oh, where'd that come from? Cooper Conley.
Nessa to Hobson.
Full toss. He's hit it hard. He's hit it high. And he's hit it for six. And that could be the game. So three runs, four balls. Nessa bowls to Hobson. Full toss again. And that's the game. The Scorchers have won their fifth BBL title. Hobson and Conley throw their bats away and they're greeted by their teammates who have just done a beeline for the two young bucks who have saved the Perth Scorchers. Who would have thought from where they were at 3 for 54 and the run out of Ashton Turner in controversial circumstances with Nick Hobson, who would have been down on himself, that Nick Hobson in the end became the hero with Cooper Conley to steer the Perth Scorchers to their fifth BBL title in what was a classic decider.
As it was called by Peter Vlahos on SEN. Great heavy company, by the way, for Dwayne Till. One of those heroes, Nick Hobson, after the Perth Scorchers' brilliant win, has been good enough to join me before we head back to your calls and your texts. Nick, welcome to the program. Great to have you on and congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Dwayne. Thanks for having me on. It was nice those highlights there.
Yeah, how did you, well, what have you been doing for the last 24 hours?
Boys have had a lot of fun. We've just got a great group of guys celebrating, and we've got the Wacker put a lunch on for us shortly as well, so we're heading there. And yeah, it's just been a terrific 48 hours to celebrate with the people that matter, really.
So you know WA, you're a Perth boy. What makes a successful franchise?
Yeah, good question. We've had a model that's worked for a number of years, a lot before I was involved, but a lot of local guys, and we seem to fill in the gaps with some really quality overseas guys. So, great group of guys, great captain, great coach, brilliant organisation. So, I'm a very lucky guy.
So, but every other franchise or club or team does that, call it what you like, a couple of locals and a few guys from overseas. You just seem to be doing it very well with the right chemistry, and the mix is perfect.
Yeah, I think that's right. We're very fortunate. Our local guys still, a lot of them represent the country, so they're incredibly good players themselves. And then I think we're just in a lucky patch as well at the moment where we've got some guys, some up-and-comers like Aaron Hardy and Josh Inglis, who are probably fringe of national selection, who are playing some really, really good cricket for us. So, yeah, it's a great balance, great mix of ages and international. So, yeah, it's fantastic.
So you made 18 off 7, a strike rate of 257, but there was this kid down the other end that did some brilliant work as well, 25 off 11. Cooper Conley, did you know he had it in him?
Oh, phenomenal. I did, but putting that together on the big stage is another thing. I'm so happy for him. He's a great kid, just plays fearless cricket. He's amazing head and his shoulders and a really clean striker with the balls everyone got to see the other night. So, hopefully it's just a start for him. He's got a massive career ahead of him and, put his name in lights the other night, that's for sure.
Did you think you were in trouble when you came, run your captain out and when Cooper came to the crease as well?
Yes. In sure, I thought when I ran him out, I thought I ran the trophy out as well. So, to be honest, it was not the best. But look, to be fair, even when I ran him out, the captain was like, mate, you got this, take it home, you and Cooper will be right. He's such a level bloke, amazing. And then I think Cooper calmed me down when he hit his second ball straight out of the screws for six. So we just kind of fed off each other's energy. And it's just one of those things that it all clicked and we're on the lucky end of it. It was fantastic.
So tell every other sports person how out there, how do you do that? You make a blue like you made, but like a goldfish, you kind of swim around the bowl and just forget about it. How do you do it?
I think the game, cricket, it moves on very quickly in a game. So it happened, then all of a sudden you just focus your attention onto what you got to do. You can't dwell on it too much because the game moves so quick, particularly in that scenario. It literally moves to as simple as the fact that we just had to try and hit everything for six and really get the game going forward. So once you start thinking about the game, the run out disappeared out of my mind momentarily until I've been reminded a few times after the game, that's for sure.
What's Cooper Conley like normally when we don't when the cameras aren't on him, the pressure. Is he actually an extroverted, kind of boisterous, confident kid? Or because he didn't look confident sitting on the bench waiting to come in.
Yeah, he's a level head, nice young lad. Got a big smile on his face all the time. Gets on really well with our guys. Yeah, he's a really popular member of our squad. I know he's got a lot of mates. Down to earth bloke who, you know, drives a four wheel drive and likes to go surfing and stuff like that. So he's a pretty easy going, relaxed kid. And yeah, he's a popular man in Perth, that's for sure at the moment.
53,886 there, fourth biggest BBL crowd in the 12 seasons. What was the crowd worth to you?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely the 12th man. They were so loud. It's been quite hard to put into words. I'm a big West Coast Eagles fan. I went to a game there in 2018 where we beat Collingwood in a qualifying final. Lewis Jetta kicked a goal, and I thought that was the loudest I'd heard the stadium until the other night. Yeah, when I hit that six in the last over, it literally felt like the place was shaking. So the support in Perth for the Big Bash and the Perth Scorchers is absolutely incredible and made all the difference, I think, in the end of the night.
So the moment of hitting those winning runs for yourself?
Oh, yeah, it was so satisfying. Yeah, it's hard to put into words. You can't even feel anything. You're just reacting on pure emotion. And to see the joy in your teammates and then your family and friends afterwards. Yeah, it was a phenomenal night. I'm not going to lie, I've gone back and watched the replay a few times. And to see the ball sailing towards the fence and every single person in the crowd on their feet screaming. Yeah, it's something I'm never going to forget, that's for sure.
Are you a sports nut? You said you watched the West Coast Eagles. Have you watched the BBL this season with other teams and sort of got your head into how successful a season it is and why it's been so successful this year?
Yeah, I watch a fair bit of cricket. Yeah, I like my footy as well. But yeah, there's a lot of Big Bash. It's actually interesting when you play and you've got travel and preparation and stuff like that. You actually probably watch slightly less than if you're not in the tournament and just sitting at home watching over dinner each night. So yeah, it's probably a little bit of a balance because you don't want to cook yourself watching cricket every single day and then play as well. But we've come up against the Heat twice before that, so guys were pretty well researched on their bowlers and played them all before. So there's kind of no hiding in this comp. Everyone knows everyone. And everyone knows Cooper after the other night, that's for sure.
And I understand there's a few Cooper lookalikes among your squad right now, is there?
Oh, there's some horrible haircuts. Yeah, you should see them. When the peroxide was coming out Saturday night, I very clear of that. So AJ Ty has gone blonde and Steve Eskenazi's got this horrible mohawk thing. So maybe they're trying to jump on the back of Koof by going blonde, but it hasn't worked for those two, that's for sure.
And what's next for you? Where do you go from here, given how superb a season and finish to the season you've had? What's next on your agenda?
Well, not too much. I'm not state contracted, so I actually work part-time in an accounting firm, so I head back next week. So that's reality outside of cricket. And then we'll see, maybe potentially something for WA later in the season. And if not, I've actually got another club grand final next Saturday, a 50-over game. Me and Stevie Eskenazi are in the same club team, so we've got that to look forward to. But, just a bit of club cricket and back to reality, really, and hopefully maybe some cricket coming up in the future. We'll wait and see.
It's like a Superman comic. You hit the winning runs in front of 54,000 people and now you've got to go back to an office as an accountant.
Yeah, we'll make for some good water cooler charts for sure on the first few days back. But, I'm probably in a very unique basket. I think I'm the only one, myself and Pete Hatzler, who don't have a state deal. So big bash is my cricket time and there's 10 months in between the next season. So you've got to do something else.
Yeah. Are you happy with the choices you've made there, or did the choice get made for you that was where you were going to refine your act and be a T20 specialist?
Look, like everyone, I've tried to play all three formats, but just the strength of the WA squad, it's really hard to break in. And a few guys got overreached to play other franchises, and my opportunities come in T20 cricket. So that's kind of the way I've prepared and gone about my cricket, particularly in the last kind of 12 months. And there's so much of it going around the world now that I think everyone wants to play as much cricket as they can because it's really enjoyable playing the T20 format, so we'll wait and see.
And one last quick one. Michael Neesa, Australia, well, we could have rushed him. I'm not sure he'd get a visa in time, but how would he go in India if he was there?
Oh, he's quality. He's got an amazing first-class record and probably stiff to be in a generation where there's so many good quicks that or else he would play more test cricket. So, yeah, I'm sure he might get... Well, maybe he has got the call if I haven't seen the news, but yeah, he'd do very well, I think, if he went over there.
Great to have you, and congratulations again, Nick. Good luck for club cricket and good luck getting the adrenaline rush in the office this week. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Wayne. Cheers.
Nick Hobson joining us, Perth Scorchers match winner and one of the heroes of what was an epic final and a great season by the Perth Scorchers again.